Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to bring on Jeff Darlington, Mr. A-lister from ESPN.
He had a little time off from the NFL, apparently.
He did, and it looks like he enjoyed himself over the weekend. But we'll ask him, Jeff, how was this weekend? Welcome to the show, by the way.
It was awesome. What's up, fellas? It was great. It was really special to see it kind of all come to fruition. You know,
man,
what I mean?
it was great to see. Let's talk about the people you were hanging out with, my man. the eighth best golfer in the world, and I see with Pat Mahomes
now. Number one in our hearts, though.
That's right, number one in our hearts. That's right. You stay in the top 10. Yep. Don't worry. Justin will get back up. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. But so did you get passes to go everywhere?
Kind of, I guess.
Don't be humble. We're not bringing out humble Darlington here.
It's going to be one of those uncomfortable interviews.
Yes.
Yeah, man. It's Miami, babe. That's an F1. Like, if it was in Cleveland, I wouldn't have been going everywhere. It's Miami.
So let me ask you this. Now you've been to a zillion Super Bowls now, and you've been to that. How much bigger did that feel than a Super Bowl?
You know what? What I liked about it better is that it was a combination. So at the Super Bowl, you obviously have the fan bases from each market, you know, and outside of, you know, the L.A. the past couple of years with L.A. being in L.A. and then the Bucks playing in the Bucks stadium, like, that doesn't happen often. What was cool about this was it was all of your, you know, celebrities and all that stuff. But then it was like Miami people. It was like South Florida people. And it had like a, you know, obviously huge Super Bowl type presence. But it also had, I think, locally, like, I mean, I know, like, all my friends were like, oh, you going to F1? You going to F1? Like, everybody locally seemed like they were trying to get in there and go do it. And at least, you know, I know that a lot of the seats get so expensive, but, you know, there's still opportunities on the campus to kind of walk around and see everything. And I thought that was, to me, a really cool element, that it actually, as international as it is, also felt like a local event.
Jeff, you've been around a lot of celebrities, I can imagine, in your life. This happened to be one of, like, the most star-studded things ever seen on TV, and seen through pictures. Obviously, we'll talk about your pictures later, but just the celeb hangout, as it looked like it was, how amazing was that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, and I think that the Dolphins organization, I don't know what you want to call it. I know Tom Garfinkel was largely responsible for making all of this happen, but what they do a really good job is of making those people feel very comfortable, those celebrities, to where, you know, they're seen and with a lot of the people. And, you know, what people love about those events, you get to be amongst them and see them, but they also make them feel very comfortable and give them opportunities for privacy. I just thought they did a really good job of, when you're hosting A-list top dog celebrities, like, those people want to have areas they can go to and kind of enjoy it, and I think that the Dolphins and the organization did a really good job of that as well.
It was so spread out. I mean, did it feel like 85,000 on Sunday?
It did on Saturday. It was funny. I went on Saturday too, and I was really glad I did because it kind of gave me a better understanding lay of the land, traffic, and all that kind of stuff. Because it wasn't. I was expecting. I thought like 60,000 or whatever. I thought it was going to feel like a Dolphins game day since the amount of people, but it did not. It felt like way more. And I don't know if it was, but just kind of understanding like day one to day two, like get there early, like, you know, different little things that you could do to make sure that the experience was better. But I mean, it was definitely, it was a ton of people. And it was really, by the way, it was a ton of people, but it wasn't like it was crowded. It felt like you could move around. There was like, if you wanted a beer, all you had to do was open your eyes and there was something to drink or eat. So it was crowded, but the flow felt great. Like, it felt really easy.
Jeff, how do you go about going around and taking a picture with these guys? Like, no, I'm being
not your epic picture, not, just in general.
No, you know, Danny, it's different. So, but like, just walking up.
Dan's the one who gets the most annoyed. You know that. Oh, Jesus, you know, it's like me and Mahomes are taking a picture together, and I'm like, Dan, come be in this. You know, Mahomes doesn't. He's great. He doesn't care. And Dan's like, oh, Jesus.
You know. Don't put it out. Like, did you get one of these? Bro, do me a favor. Just keep it. Don't put it out, okay?
Yeah, but then I did anyway because it's Dan. I wouldn't have done that for anybody else. Like, Dan and Patrick. And Patrick doesn't care. Patrick's great. Mahomes is awesome. He's a fun dude. I don't know what people kind of feel like they know about him, but he's like just – relaxed, comfortable. In that setting, there's a lot of guys like, you know, like LeBron was in the room and he kind of goes off and sort of is by himself a little bit. But like Patrick Mahomes was just like in the middle of it. Let's go. You know, so, I thought he was great.
So you have one thing going for you because I figured this out. So Justin Thomas being a golfer and every guy when they get into their sport at some point takes up golf. And then they kind of start watching. So now you got this guy who kind of probably digs the other sports more than a lot of the golfers do or is open and enjoys doing it. He's like bait, man, because you know all those guys from Jordan to all those guys that like golf for money, and they love to be around and see him. Brady, the rest of them, man.
Yeah, totally. But Justin's also – I agree with that 100% because they all want to talk to him and stuff. But he's awesome anyway. Like, he's friends with those guys, with Tom and Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan was in there, and I mean, he's talking to Justin, like, oh, Justin, I got to get you to this court. Like, they just love him personally, too.
But the golf thing brings it together, man. Yeah.
Jordan was super cool, too, by the way.
Was he?
I was really surprised how comfortable he was to, like, I don't know. He felt very, like, normal. I know it's a crazy thing to say, but he was cool. He was just – I don't know. A lot of these guys, sometimes you feel, like, ultra-intimidated talking to them. Jordan oddly did not feel that way. He just seemed cool. He just seemed awesome.
Did anyone in the room – did you feel ultra-weird talking to them or no?
No, actually, not okay. Really. I mean, I don't know.
He's not going like to throw anybody in.
No, I'm saying for him. I'm not saying the person. Right.
Zach, I'm the guy who forgets I'm supposed to care.
That's what I love about you. What do you mean? That's why I love the fact that you were walking around that room.
Yeah, but those, I mean, look, like, I don't know, dude. They're all humans, too, you know, as you guys know. Like, Dan is the coolest person. Dan Marino is the coolest guy in the world. Like, it doesn't even seem like he's a celebrity when you're around him. He actually, I think of him more as like a construction worker. He's like a...
God, he's never been called that. He sure makes a lot of money for a construction worker.
Yeah, but Dan, here's what I'm saying. It's like, Dan does not act cocky about being Dan Marino. He's just cocky because that's just how he is. Like, he'd be like that. I guess my point is, if Dan Marino was a construction worker, he would act the exact same. Like, he's got that swagger about him where he just walks in and kind of tell you, like, hey, I don't know. I love that guy. He's the coolest of them all.
So let me ask you about another guy. It's one of the best in the NFL. And it didn't seem like was he able to get around with Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills.
I didn't see Josh.
See, how did he not? You guys didn't invite him up to that special – he hasn't gotten to that special club yet, has he?
I saw him, and now I'm going to sound a real ass. I saw him in Augusta a couple of weeks ago. We've talked there a little bit. He's an 8 handicap.
Is he?
Yeah, he's an 8 handicap. He's playing in the match with
Patrick, your buddy. Right. Yeah.
Patrick.
A couple of your buddies.
Well, Patrick and Josh are playing Aaron and Tom.
Right.
And I thought I was all in on Patrick and Josh. I thought people were sleeping on them. But Patrick was saying that Aaron is actually really good and that they're going to have a tougher time with them than maybe I was thinking. Josh is like an 8 handicap, and Patrick just loves the golf.
Yeah. Wow. That's why having one of the top golfers in the friggin' world is your buddy going there. That's just like guys come up to you. You don't have to run up because every guy wants to talk golf, man. That's like a sports hobby for every one of these guys to try to get as close to scratch golf as they possibly can. They all take pride in that, don't they?
At one point, I was, it's pretty late in the day, so, daddy was feeling good. So I was talking. I had Justin.
All right, so you're liquored up and Justin, and we lost you.
Hey, anytime you start talking about an NFL owner, my phone goes dead. I swear to God, every time. That's what I was about to say.
All right, so start us back off. Middle of the day, you're feeling good about yourself.
Late in the day, he's a little liquored up.
Yeah, late in the day. Not liquored up, just beers. You know, I'm a friendly guy when I drink.
A little beer buzz, okay.
But I do get Mr. Ross was there and Justin Ross is a big golf guy too. Justin, you got to meet. I want to meet you. Introduce you to Steve Ross. And then they're talking golf and all that. And I'm like, you guys are getting along great. Look, Steve, you're into real estate. Justin, you're starting to design golf courses. What do you say? Let's go ahead and put a golf course together. And I'm like taking Steve's phone, putting Justin's number in it. Like, we got to get this done. All I'm thinking about is I can get a free membership out of this thing.
Right.
You're looking to get that fee and that putting them together fee, man. I know what you were thinking.
Genius.
Nice move. Outstanding right there.
It was great, guys. But altogether, it was a great experience. Just the whole. But I thought the organization, not to sound like a kiss ass, but
they did a great
job. It was amazing. Yep. To see it from start to finish, 3-4 years ago when this thing just became an idea, and then to see the reality of it, it's insane. And I'll tell you, a couple of people just kept saying the same thing to me though all night. Now we just want to win a Super Bowl. So
that'd be nice. Listen, all this stuff is great, and because we'll have texts coming in saying the same thing. All this stuff sounds great. We gotta get this football thing figured out. You've been down here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Mike McDee is working overtime, man, so they're going to get it done.
This is the best team they've had on paper. Now, paper doesn't get you anything, before minicamp or in OTAs and all that, but it's nice to see, and hopefully by the way, if you were to ask Mr. Ross, he would tell you by far it's to get that football thing figured out.
Yeah, it's not even close. They almost get annoyed when you give them compliments about the race because they're just like, oh, damn it, I don't want to get football thing going. But
JD,
it was fun, man. It was a good time.
Always great having you, man. Thanks for sharing some
trouble,
stuff.
Right? I didn't get any trouble.
No,
right?
you were good. You're good.
You were good. I'm checking with some people to make sure you're fine with them right now. So anyway, thank you.
Danny's the only guy.
Right, I'm sure we'll hear from the construction worker at some point.
The construction worker. Yeah. All right, I like that.
The construction worker. All right. See you guys.
Thanks,
see
Jeff. You, Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.